live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Bishop of Raphoe has asked Gardaí to investigate claims of collusion and cover-up in relation to child sexual abuse committed by clergy and others in the diocese. It's been claimed that an effective HSE recruitment embargo is having a devastating impact on Letterkenny University Hospital. Work on a major social housing project on Long Lane in Letterkenny had been halted today after an incident of criminal damage overnight. And Fine Gael's National Executive Council has confirmed that Donegal County Councillor Martin Harley has been added to the party ticket for the general election. Those stories you follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferriter. But first in news, the Bishop of Raphoe has asked Gardaí to investigate claims of collusion and cover-up in relation to child sexual abuse committed by clergy and others in the diocese. Greg Hughes has more.
In a statement today, Bishop Alan McGuckian says the diocese supports and will give full cooperation to any effort to cast as much light as possible on what he termed this sad and tragic part of our history as a diocese and as a county. He says he will meet with Gardaí shortly and stressed any information held by the Diocese of Raphoe is completely available to the Gardaí. The statement follows the airing of a documentary on T.G. Cahir this week, which highlighted a number of allegations and reflected calls for a forensic cold case investigation. Bishop McGuckian says the documentary led him to recognise once again the horrific impact that abuse has had on so many. He acknowledged that many people want nothing to do with the church or the diocese, but invited anyone who wishes to contact himself or Margaret Northage, the dedicated liaison person for the Diocese of Raphoe, to do so.
It's been claimed that an effective HSE recruitment embargo is having a devastating impact on Letterkenny University Hospital. Figures obtained by Senator Padraig McLaughlin show that 80% of new nursing posts applied for by the hospital since May the 1st this year have not been granted, and more than half of all posts applied for have yet to be given the go-ahead. Senator McLaughlin says this reveals the true and scandalous impact of the government's embargo.
There is a recruitment embargo in place. And it's outrageous when you consider the scale of the crisis across our health service, but particularly in Letterkenny Hospital. The management of the hospital had sought permission at national level for 19 nurses to be employed. This would be critically important for the hospital. Only four have been sanctioned, so that's one in five of the 67.5 posts that they'd applied for across the entire hospital. Less than half have been sanctioned.
The feeling is that whenever the health minister and the HSE are challenged on this, they try to kick the ball back into Celta's court. It seems from what you're saying that this goes beyond Celta. This really goes to the very top in terms of administration, in terms of government.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've had a false budget presented every year that runs over rather than being honest and looking at what is the actual cost of delivering a health service with the necessary beds, nurses, doctors across the entire system. There's been a dishonesty every year and then the extra money has to be found, and now you have a situation where, you know, they, rather than be honest with the people and provide the services that are necessary, they are putting in place this recruitment embargo that's having a huge impact. We've committed collectively in politics to the slant of care, where we would move towards a public service system, but we're not providing the financial resources to make it happen, and indeed, we're actually cutting financial resources at this time.
A 23-year-old man from County Down has been remanded in custody after appearing before the High Court on foot of an extradition warrant. Eamon Harrison from Mayo Bridge is wanted by Essex Police to face charges in connection with the deaths of 39 people in the back of a lorry in England. Earlier, an appeal was made in Belfast for two brothers wanted for questioning as part of the probe to come forward. It was revealed police had already spoken to one of the men from Armagh by phone. Detective Chief Inspector Daniel Stoughton wants anyone who may have information on their whereabouts to contact police.
Ronan and Christopher Hughes are known to have links in Northern Ireland and Ireland, as well as the road haulage and shipping industries. We urge anyone that's been in contact with them or has any information about where they are to get in contact with us.
Work on a major social housing project on Long Lane in Letterkenny was halted today after an incident of criminal damage overnight. Two lorries on the site were attacked, with one of them having its cab burnt out. Local councillor Jerry McMonagall is chair of the Donegal Joint Policing Committee. He says people are angry at this attack.
We woke up this morning to find that the site closed and it taped off by Gardaí, and we found out that there was an attack on some lorries on site, with one lorry having the cab burnt out. The residents in and around the area and that it site are very angry. These are much needed social housing. We have hundreds of families on our housing waiting list, and today, because some senseless act, the site was closed, and the Gardaí now are investigating it.
This project has long been on the cards. It's long been delayed. Work finally underway. You don't want to see any more delays here.
We certainly do not. As I say, there was a much need for social housing in Letterkenny. I would hope that this would be an isolated incident and that we will not have any recurrence of anything like this. I hope that the workers are back on site on tomorrow again, if at all possible. But more importantly, that the work carries on. And I would just like to say, you know, if anybody has any information or seen anything suspicious in the early hours of this morning and it can be helpful to Gardaí, then I would ask that they would contact the Gardaí, because the people who are responsible for this must be caught and punished.
Fine Gael's National Executive Council has confirmed that Donegal County Councillor Martin Harley has been added to the party ticket for the general election. It's anticipated that a general election will be called next year. Ballybofey-based Councillor Harley says preparations are already underway.
Got the word last night from National Executive that my name will be added along with Minister Joe McHugh for the upcoming election, whenever it is called, by TC Leo Bradker. So, looking forward to it, and we talked to Joe today on it, and we're looking forward to fighting for two seats, and I'd be looking to retain the seat of Dunne McGinley and Donegal South West, and I intend to give it 200% over the coming months and work for the people of that area.
And no doubt now, as you said, the work will start on the doorsteps as soon as possible.
Yes, it will, yes. I've already had discussions with Canvas team, and we're meeting up at the weekend to put a strategy in place and where we start and where we go to and what doors we travel to first. So that's all I'm saying at the moment.
The government minister says Ireland's reputation as the land of 100,000 welcomes isn't being reflected in the current opposition to direct provision centres. It's after the Department of Justice put plans to move 15 female asylum seekers into a hotel in Achill on hold following protests by locals. Social Protection Minister Regina Doherty says it could raise questions about our EU obligations.
If there's a growing concern that we're going to find resistance wherever we go, then I think we need to have a wider conversation with regard to how we are actually going to take charge of our international responsibilities towards refugees. These are, in this particular instance, women who've left very, very difficult situations and probably a lot of cases have left their families behind. Ireland has always been, you know, the land of 1,000 welcomes. That's not hugely reflective at the moment.
Irish Water and Donegal County Council say works to replace ageing water mains in Fulcara will begin on Monday. The works, which are intended to provide a more reliable water supply for local residents and businesses, are expected to be completed in January 2020. Eamon Torsney has more.
Irish Water says there will be a road closure in place from the top of Fulcara Hill along the Ballantemple Lower Road. The road closure period granted by the council runs from Monday next until Friday, December 20th. Emergency and local access for residents will be maintained at all times. An alternative route will be available, and Irish Water says diversions will be clearly signposted. The Fulcara project will see the replacement of 1.6 kilometres of water mains, as well as new water service connections to customers' property boundaries. Meanwhile, work to replace 1.7 kilometres of problematic water mains to the Cashel Reservoir in Gortahork continues to make headway, with 1.1 kilometres replaced to date since works began in early September. Irish Water says these works are on schedule and are expected to be completed in March 2020.
A Donegal TD has challenged parties who criticise Sinn Féin for not taking their seats at Westminster, saying they should contest the general election in December themselves. Deputy Piers Doherty, the party's finance spokesperson, says voters in Northern Ireland turned their backs on parties who did take their seats because they believed Sinn Féin would deliver. Speaking during a debate on today's 9 till noon show, Deputy Doherty says despite not taking their seats, his party has still delivered.
The voters themselves decided to turn away from people who they voted for in the past, parties who went to Westminster for decades, who swore oath of allegiance to the British Crown and took their seats in Westminster. The voters in the North decided to turn their back on those representatives and have voted for Sinn Féin representatives because of the work that we deliver on the ground. Alicia McCallion delivered a city deal of over £100 million sterling that will transform Derry. Now, Mark Durkin or anybody else can go to Westminster, take their seats, be completely ignored as the SNP are. See the voters in the North, they're not Egypt's. If we're not representing their interests, they're not going to vote for us. They will have an opportunity for the SDAP. And you know something, if anybody from Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael are listening to this programme here, because they're always giving out about us, about taking their seats and all the rest, there's an election in the North. If they want to, they have up to the 15th to put their name on a ballot paper. They can, if they get elected, they can go and swear an oath of allegiance to the British monarch and they can vote whatever way they want. But let them put their money where their mouth is.
Police in Strabane are appealing for information following the burglary of a commercial premises earlier this week. It's reported that power tools and electrical cables were stolen from the property in Strabane Business Park, Melmount Road, between 5 o'clock on Wednesday evening and 8 o'clock yesterday morning. Anyone who may have witnessed any suspicious people in or activity within the vicinity of the business park is asked to come forward. Police are urging people to be vigilant for any suspicious persons or activity and to secure any valuable items. Insurers say premiums would go down if the government took action to reform personal injury claims. New central bank rules came into force today aimed at reducing insurance costs by forcing companies to tell their customers how much their premium was last year when renewing. People will also have an extra 5 days to shop around for a better price and must be told of all the policy options available, including third-party only cover. Declan Jackson of Insurance Ireland says while today's reforms are positive, his members would pass on real savings if claims were addressed.
They have said if there's a reduction in the cost of claims, then customers will benefit. So we think there's a bit of a virtuous circle here. So it's very good to have the level of transparency that we do have, but actually the hard reforms are yet to be done. We have a methodology in the Judicial Council to do those. We just need to crack on, get it done.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where there's some spooky Halloween deals, including 40% off all Puma from this weekend until Sunday the 3rd of November, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer and Fun Harps and Drogheda meet tonight with a place in next season's SSE Electricity League Premier Division on the line. Former Fun Harps midfielder Michael Funson knows that the Donegal side have a lot to do to stay in the Premier Division. They trailed by 1-0 going into the second leg of the playoff against Drogheda United at Fun Park tonight. Funson was a scorer back in 2015 when Harps came from 1-0 down to defeat Limerick in a playoff. He rates Drogheda highly but has great admiration for Ollie Horgan and his ability to overcome the odds.
You know, they're a good side. They're well prepared. Tim Clancy, you know, is a young manager. He's hungry for success. This is his kind of, you know, to set down a marker of his managerial career. You know, they have a goal scorer and Chris Lyons, you know, that maybe Finn Harps don't have, but I never bet against Ollie Horgan. I've worked with him. It would be foolish.
Yes, it would be foolish to back against them. Tonight the match kicks off at 7:45. Jeremy Doherty and Declan Boyle will bring us live coverage from Fun Park. Elsewhere this weekend, the Irish League Premiership, a full fixture list down for tomorrow. Institute, they travel to play Crusaders, and the leaders Coleraine, they're away to Dungannon Swifts. Elsewhere, cross channel, Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says no decision has been made yet about the upcoming fixture congestion. It's been suggested that two different teams will be fielded for next month's League Cup and FIFA World Cup fixtures, which are due to be played in the same week. Klopp says a solution needs to be found.
We cannot leave any players at home for the Carabao Cup. It's not, we have two games there in a very busy period. It's not that we can go there and with 11 players and say, okay, these 11 guys play the two games in Qatar and the other guys play in England against Aston Villa. So it doesn't work like this.
Elsewhere, former Republic of Ireland international Rory Delap has been placed in caretaker charge of Stoke. It's after the Championship club sacked Nathan Jones today, just after 9 months in charge. Assistant manager Paul Hart and first team coach Joachim Gomez have also departed. On the field tonight in the Championship, Barnsley, they play Bristol City. Well, in Gaelic games, it's a busy weekend again. Three Donegal clubs are in Ulster Club Championship action. All three clubs, Naofkonnell, Buncrana and St. Noel's, play over the weekend. Getting the weekend started tomorrow, it's Buncrana. The Donegal Junior Champions are chasing a place in the Ulster Junior Final when they go toe-to-toe with Tyrone Junior Champions, The Rock. That game's in Celtic Park in Derry. It's on tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. Then on Sunday, the Donegal Senior Champions, Naofkonnell, they face the Cavan Champions, Castle Rahan. That game's in Kingspan, Breffni Park. Throw-in time is 2:30 on Sunday. We'll have full commentary from that game with Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh on Sunday. And also on Sunday, St. Noel's, the Donegal Intermediate Champions, they're away to Antrim Intermediate Champions, St. James Aldergrove. That game is in Corrigan Park in Belfast, also with a 2:30 throw-in time on Sunday. Elsewhere, the best hurlers from the 2019 Nicky Rickard and Laurie Maher Cups have been announced with confirmation of the Champions 15 team. The 15 hurlers will be honoured at a banquet in Dublin this evening, along with the All-Stars hurlers and footballers. And the Champion 15 team are a couple of North West players. Damien Casey of Tyrone has played in the Nicky Rickard Cup. And in the Christy Ring Cup section, Shea McGuigan of Derry has also made that Champion 15 team. The Shinty International is taking place tomorrow in Abbottstown, Ireland. They play Scotland. Donegal's Danny Cullen has got a great honour. He's captain of the Irish team in that event. In rugby, Wales have finished fourth at the Rugby World Cup. The Six Nations champions lost 40-17 to New Zealand in this morning's bronze medal match in Japan. It was the last game of Warren Gatland's 12 years in charge of Wales, and it was a tough finish for them this morning. Well, tomorrow morning is the big final. It's England up against South Africa. That one gets underway in Tokyo at 9 a.m. Irish time. Elsewhere, Leinster and Ulster, they're both in action in the Guinness Pro 14 this evening. Ulster, they host struggling Zebre at Kingspan Stadium, while defending champions Leinster, they take on the Dragons at the RDS. Both matches kick off at 8:25. Locally, tomorrow, the action will be featuring in local rugby as the All-Ireland League C. Alec will be reporting on Omagh against Enniscorthy, while City of Derry, they travel to play Sunday's Wales. In athletics, the Donegal Senior Cross Country Championships are on over the weekend. They take place in Finn Valley on Sunday. And Sonia O'Sullivan, arguably Ireland's greatest ever athlete, will celebrate her 50th birthday by being honoured with the Hall of Fame Award at this year's Irish Life Health National Athletics Awards on Thursday, November the 28th at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Blanchardstown. She competed in four Olympic Games with a famous silver medal in the 5000 in Sydney in 2000. Among her achievements are three world titles, three European gold medals on the track, and her star was truly global, having won the IAAF World Athlete of the Year and the Golden League, known now as the Diamond League. And the nominations have also been announced for the Irish Life Health Awards ceremony, which is a celebration of the many successes of Irish athletes during 2019. One of the nominations in the Endurance Athlete of the Year nomination is Brendan Boyce of Finn Valley, and the track and field athlete of the year nominations among those is Mark English, of course, of UCD. Moving on to golf, and Matt Fitzpatrick holds a one-shot lead over Rory McIlroy at the halfway point of golf's WGC HSBC Champions event in China. Fitzpatrick leads the field on 11 under par, with McIlroy close behind after both players shot 5 under par rounds of 67. FedEx Cup winner McIlroy says his short game has been really sharp in recent weeks.
And giving myself plenty of chances for birdies, but if I do miss, you know, I've got my short game to fall back on and rely on, and I've been able to get the ball up and down very well over the past few months, and all of that combined, you know, confidence with the second shots, and then, you know, confidence if I do miss a green, you know, that's been key to shooting some of these low scores that I've shot.
Shane Lowry, he's level par going into the weekend. In boxing, there's three Donegal boxers in action this evening in Dublin. It's the National Senior Championships. Caroline Gallagher, Matthew McCall and Oren Shields, they're all in semi-final action, so hopefully things will work out for them. Finally, for this evening in motorsport, the United States Grand Prix is taking place in Texas. They're having practice runs today. Lewis Hamilton is looking for a sixth world title, which he can clinch this weekend. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. Don't forget Dermot Doherty and Declan Boyle will have live coverage from Fun Park from a 7:45 kickoff as Fun Harps against Drogheda. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And for weather now, tonight there will be further outbreaks of rain, heavy for a time, with lowest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Bishop of Raphoe has asked Gardaí to investigate claims of collusion and cover-up in relation to child sexual abuse committed by clergy and others in the diocese. It's been claimed that an effective HSE recruitment embargo is having a devastating impact on Letterkenny University Hospital. Figures obtained by Senator Padraig McLaughlin show that 80% of new nursing posts applied for by the hospital since May the 1st this year have not been granted, and more than half of all posts applied for have yet to be given the go-ahead. Work on a major social housing project on Long Lane in Letterkenny was halted today after an incident of criminal damage overnight. Two lorries on the site were attacked, with one of them having its cab burnt out. And Fine Gael's National Executive Council has confirmed that Donegal County Councillor Martin Harley has been added to the party ticket for the general election. It's anticipated that a general election will be called next year. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Fersher, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seamer Mahasa, Colm Fersher, and Sean in the Prefskill TR Highland Radio. Ta Fogarts Janta and Hugo Will Alantus Savresher in Villun, Yakid Shard was a Kuig Mile Euros San Omlan, Leve and Estiha Har Shrevsha Tri Bliana, Conclar Gnivirti Snahalinia tradition to the Rini Oga, a Karkunken Fodne Geltakta, Sean Medu de Troha Fungaid, Ertan Alantus Fuinclar, a Cadu Iliahinari, Fuinglar, Janhi Alin the Geltakta, Lyatnu August Farbert, Ertan Solahar, Rangana Kyol, Dosa Araniokta, August Nahal Nahalinya Bale Fod Nagantar Geltakta, Amaskanehi and Akalar Bay Solahat Rangana, Frid Skull Kyol Nakranoiga and Neri Bugger, Rangana Brescia Kyol, August Drama and Monskolana Ariha, a Honley Hunanal, August Foster, Coardi Hort Lanamshire, Kunskull Kyol Nakranoiga Arir. Ta anadiocht lager on ear huskerti laher eg artus negelige at a ractal amalia ha clea and jeru shacht in yasha, ta lors a sholu eg udur atula moragus mulk ladonal knavshi, macuri neherin la padre column, taringract, skenshirt nua la pronchus macawarge, agus comilishin, sholher and clar televisha ur tg kahers, dart hegel, tari. Craig Vig Alar na Farraga, August Dludaska Shanahus Shan Shan Nail Librijana Ni Wheel. Ta factus Gaeliga for all the Hudge Connor Gaeliga, Eg Elev Erin Run Ejahish August Skillina, Gome and Gaeliga Co Cavenihe Mar Cree Hour Ard Heshte, and Peter Comai Policy Kemsiha Dan Gaeliga, Sahoris Ejahish on Raveskull, Gudji and Trio Level, A Urbert Tivish G the She V, August Proces Kolyachan Akar One Lightra Bun Leshin Policy A Urbert, Renya and Tara Ejahish Joe McHugh. Ogur Chamliana, Major Lishkame, Tri Bliana Don Gaeliga, La Hawer Scholar, Leve Chagaske, Frij Gaeliga, Kurta Sanarev, Sachonskunov, Taga Olus, Fui Gaeliga for all, Foil, Heave, Conru Nigaeliga. Shim Mahaj Eleg Gulier, Slan August Bannacht.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, November the 1st. The death has occurred of Patricia Cunningham, Church Road, Killybegs, County Donegal. Remains reposing at her residence tomorrow morning from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. Removal on Sunday morning at 10:30 to St Mary's Church, Killybegs, for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McBurshy undertakers. and the death has taken place of Matthew Joseph Vance, 20 Station Road, Ballymagorry. Family and friends are welcome to call at his daughter's residence at 17 Lismafin Road, Newton Stewart. Service of Thanksgiving will be held in Strabane Presbyterian Church on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Alzheimer's Society, Kev Robert Armstrong and Son, Funeral Directors.